down, you know, this portion of things, how do you feel about where you are and where the offense is?
I think as a team, we've made a ton of progress since the first day. First off, every guy getting to know one another. But, of course, being on the field and talking through concepts with guys and actually getting a chance to go out and compete against the defense, I think guys have took a big step in the right direction. And we have to continue to keep using that momentum and carrying it on into training camp.
We've been through a lot of, you know, upheavals, new systems, new quarterbacks, new receivers as a group. What do you think will be different about this one?
I honestly can't talk about or don't really have too much knowledge about what's happened before here. Of course, I'm aware of it, but at the same time, I wasn't here. So I know as far as Coach Haley, what he's preaching to the offense, and as far as the offensive mindset, we've been aggressive since day one, and he's thrown a lot at us, and I think each guy has owned up to it, took accountability, and went out there and practiced at a high level. Like I said, I'm very pleased that our guys have competed and taken in the information that's been thrown at them, and like I said, we're off to a great start.
Yesterday, Josh Gordon obviously said a mouthful when he said Whiteouts here are best in the league, but I know, any hyperbole aside, there's some obvious talent there. What's your overall take on what you've seen of the Whiteouts so far?
A very talented group. I mean, he has a right to feel that way. With him and Jarvis on the field and a number of other guys that are very talented, could definitely speak for that case, but that doesn't mean anything. Him saying that doesn't help us. Doesn't necessarily win games for us. It's up to us to go out there and execute. And that's my job, to make sure everyone's focused on executing and doing that day in and day out, so it carries over to game days.
What is Todd Haley like to work with every day? And then how do you think his offense is going to look when you get to week one?
Right now we're not game planning against our defense. But like I said, we definitely are competing. As far as the offense, I'm excited about it. It allows everyone to be free. It allows guys to go out there and make plays and be comfortable in themselves. He does a good job of just the things that we are running, the things that we have practiced and rep throughout OTAs and minicamp, of just allowing Josh to go out there and be the player he is, the physical player he is, and the speedster that he is, as well as using Jarvis inside as well too, and outside, and letting the run game come as we see fit. So I'm excited to see how it all plays out. It's a ton of work to be done before week one, and we're going to continue to keep putting our head down and working with a great attitude and bringing great energy each day.
On the field, he seems like he doesn't say a ton, you know, as opposed to Greg, who's talking all the time. Is Todd like that in the meetings? Is he relatively quiet?
He's not going to hold his tongue. When we're out there on the field, as far as him not saying much, it's probably a product of him just allowing the quarterbacks, myself, to go out there and lead. I mean, take ownership of the offenses, which is something that he said when he first got here. And I don't mind doing that, and that's part of my job and something that I love to do. So as far as corrections on the field, just making sure everyone's on the same page and talking through it. And if we mess up, then we coach it up in the film room. But while we're out there on the field, he allows me to go out there and correct guys.
Tyrod, what kind of a teammate or a player has Baker been since he's been around here? Is he modeling what you're doing, asking a lot of questions? What's that kind of been like?
He's asking questions. He's trying to learn a playbook as well as everyone else is. He's competing. He's a rookie. I mean, he's trying to gain as much knowledge as possible. And like I said, all the guys on the team, including Baker, has been great as far as the learning aspect and trying to learn as much as possible from the older guys as well as the coaches.
You talked a lot about Baker, obviously Drew Stanton over there. What has he meant to your quarterback room and to you personally and to the entire team?
It's good to have Drew here. He brings a lot of knowledge to the game. He's been around the game at this level for a long time now. Me and Drew's relationship go back to high school, so it's good to have a friend here as well, too, but also someone that I can bounce ideas off of and critique my game and just talk over football with.
Talk about that a little. Can you expand on your going all the way back to high school? With
Yeah. I was Elite 11, Nike Elite 11 football camp my junior year right before my senior year. He was a counselor. I think it was him, Tyler Palko, Troy Smith, Jamarcus Russell, and Trent Edwards maybe. But they were going into their senior year in college. So that's when we originally met. Like I said, one of 11 quarterbacks that was invited, and he was a counselor. And we've kept in touch throughout the time, having got a chance to really play, of course, with each other. But it's been good.
Tyrod, you want all the guys in your room especially to succeed. How important is it for them to play well behind you, even in practice, to push you, to get the best out of you?
Yes, we chase perfection in our execution day in and day out. Of course, that's not always going to be the case, but as long as we're talking through it and getting on the right page and making sure everyone thinks the same, every player is going to be different. Be yourself when you're out there on the field, but as long as you're going through the right reads and raising the guys around you, that's the main thing.
Tyrod, you have been around good teams in Baltimore and in Buffalo. When you look out over what you have here, what does it seem to be the potential of this team, or how good can you guys actually be?
We can be very good. Like I said, me standing here and saying that doesn't mean anything. It's about the mindset and the attitude day in, day out. And it's been good since I've been here, and I'm looking forward to us carrying that momentum and that attitude over into training camp and allow it to go into the season and let the outsiders see what we really have, because internally we know what we have and what we can do. It's up to us to go out there and make sure it happens.
I knew you were proactive and taking a leadership role like the starting quarterback should. Do you feel like, whatever, 2 months later since you got here, or since the offseason program started, this is your team and everybody's following you?
Yes, I feel that way. I never doubted that.
I mean, it's a new team, right? So, yeah, I mean, it's not like...
Yes, I mean, it takes time to learn, guys. On both sides of the ball, it takes time to learn the building. But as far as me commanding and taking control of the huddle, taking control of groups when we're working out, and speaking up when stuff needs to be said, I definitely feel comfortable in doing that, and I think guys respect that.
How do you spend the next 5 weeks before camp starts?
I'll spend some time with my family, my puppy, getting ready mentally and physically for the season.
Can you talk about how you gathered together a lot of guys on offense in the off season? You know, did you do that on your own? Did they ask you to kind of take that leadership role? Where did you guys work out? And
in previous years or here?
Here. And how has it been translating to the start of the off season?
I think me getting down to Miami earlier this off season and spending some time with guys, first and foremost, it was for me to meet guys. I hadn't really known anyone else other than Jarvis at the time, but built relationships and friendships over that time, and I think it's carried over to our bond on the field now. We trust one another, and that's going to continue to keep growing, and it's definitely a room for that once we break here, let guys get back and settle with their families, but at the same time get back to work before we come back as well.
There's a couple more.
People have been told about the other bet. Chubb, since he was a recent draft pick, and Duke just re-signed. Carlos Hyde, could you kind of flesh out what he brings to the team?
I mean, you could turn on his film and definitely see what type of player he is. Us being in just helmets right now doesn't necessarily prove it, because we know he's a bruiser, wants to pass, come on. But it's something that I've been impressed with is his catching ability. I didn't really know much about Carlos before he came here. I played against him one time, actually, in Buffalo. But to see him catch the ball out of the backfield and him run routes is definitely something that was shocking to me. And he looks very good at it, and I'm looking forward to using him.
Tell Rod, this helmet thing, earning stripes, what is your understanding of how you earn stripes at this point? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, sir.
Scratch it, though. It's just something with the coach, I guess.
As far as, I'm not sure. Oh, I wasn't aware of that. I'm assuming that's about leadership and, of course, how you carry yourself on the field and off the field. More importantly, being a stand-up guy for the team, boiling down to making plays and helping win football games.
Tyrod, will you go to see Tom House or anybody like that in the offseason, or are you pretty good with, like, all that mechanical stuff?
I'm going to work out and push my game to be as best as possible. Not really sure who I'm going to see just yet. I know Tom House is someone that they've used here in the past, but I haven't worked out with him for a full off season. I've done some drills with him here, trained with him for a day 2 years ago out in California, just because I so happened to be out there with a couple other guys. But maybe that's the time for that. Maybe it isn't.
Hey, to go back to the best receiver comment for Buck, the best receiving group, is that something, you don't seem like a guy who talks a lot. Is that something you look at and we might say to those guys, hey, guys, let's pull back a little here until we actually play some games, or do you use it for motivation?
I love the confidence in those guys. Every receiver definitely feels that they're the best. I think that's what makes them unique and able to play that position. Like I said, whether you say it or not, it really boils down to what you do. So. And now the statement's out there, we have to go out there and prove it.
Thanks, Tyrod.